do you run a small business? If you do, what did the fourth lockdown, which began at the end of May, mean for you? If you lost contracts and you lost money, did you apply for the state government's latest round of business assistance grants? And the really big question, if you did, have you been paid? 1300 222 774. I really want to hear about your experience with that grant application process, because if you haven't received any money, you're not alone. Last week, the government said that it had 114,000 applications. 52,000 had been paid with an average turnaround of 10 business days, which you'd have to say is pretty impressive. But what about the other 62,000 applications? Some of them have been under consideration for more than 4 weeks with no confirmation on whether they've been rejected or they're still being assessed. Small Business Australia says thousands of small businesses have not been paid. And if that's you, how are you coping? One business owner who is still waiting is Rasha Sleeman. She runs Willow Tree Events in Melbourne's northern suburbs. Rasha, good morning.
Good morning, Ali. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What did the fourth lockdown do to your business? Of course, I imagine the events industry, one of the worst affected sectors.
So essentially this fourth lockdown caused the same amount of damage that last year's 8 months multitude of lockdowns caused in a matter of weeks. So what we accumulated in damage last year essentially happened in this lockdown. You know, it was very, very difficult because, you know, we went from being a short, sharp, 7-day circuit breaker lockdown into restrictions that eventually affected, you know, over 20, 30, 40, 50, and for us it affected over 90 events in the span of 4 to 5 weeks, and it still continues to affect events that we're trying to run.
Is that because it becomes a cumulative impact of a fear factor? People worry there's going to be another one, so they cancel, even though it's not actually in lockdown?
Correct, yep. It becomes a ripple effect, you know. So when we went into the first lockdown, you know, people, especially weddings, which we work heavily in that industry, you know, people start to get concerned around the numbers that they can have at their event, and then, you know, what restrictions are in place, you know. So can they have dancing? Can they stand up and have a cocktail style wedding? And, you know, very much so, that's what ended up happening with the government, is that they said, you know, 7 days, we'll be out of this. But then they extended that lockdown, and then we came out of that lockdown into very heavy restrictions. You know, so when we first came out of lockdown, pubs and restaurants and things like that opened, but what people failed to actually recognise is that the government put a booking cap limit on all of those places. So you couldn't go to a restaurant and book more than 10 people. So that essentially meant no function. So we were out of lockdown for 2 weeks, but we were still heavily restricted for the weeks that followed, so we still couldn't work.
So you applied for this latest round of business assistance. What's been the process for you? How long ago did you put in your application?
So we literally applied the day that it came out, which was on June 2nd. So we applied the first day, submitted, you know, all the paperwork and all the information that they required. You know, I got the initial email just saying, you know, this is your application reference number, you know, you've submitted for grant. And then I got an email on June 22nd saying that your application is still under assessment. I've called Small Business Victoria just to follow up on the grant, and they're saying that it's still under assessment. I've asked them, you know, is there anything that you can do to kind of push it or review? And they're like, nope, it's just still in the line, you know, it's still under assessment. So no word as to if we've been approved or if we've been denied. We're kind of just sitting here in limbo, you know, almost 6 weeks on now with no assistance.
How much do you need that money?
You know, my staff, my overheads are all still being paid. So right now we're running at a complete loss. I'm literally grasping at my business on a week-to-week basis. So it's detrimental to the survival of our business at the moment.
I guess that's the issue for you, isn't it? Because your other invoices don't wait. I presume you've got rent to pay.
Yeah, we've got rent, we've got overheads, you know, we've got lots of things that still need to get paid. And, you know, you can't apply for hardship, you know, unless you have somebody who's really empathetic and understanding. All of those invoices still need to be paid. And, you know, it's the way that the world works, you know. It's understanding that this is a cycle of, you know, income, expenses, what goes in goes out, you know, and those expenses just don't stop for the sake of lockdowns.
So when you've rung Business Victoria, have you been given, obviously you're told that it's still under assessment, have you either been asked for more information or have you been given a time frame about when to expect an answer?
Nothing whatsoever. They just basically said that once they've finished the process that I would receive like an email confirmation whether it's been approved or denied, and that I should basically just sit tight and wait for that email.
Well, Rasha, I know that sitting tight is not easy when you are trying to run a business that's been hit so hard. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Ali.